Can you please tell us a little bit more about the band and, you know, how you guys got together and everything, just to kind of give people a background of who you guys are?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so we started out as a solo project back in 2006. I just, you know, were writing songs and I wanted a band with me to, you know, have more like a band feeling to it. And I started searching for members and then, you know, I just developed Sayas to a permanent live band, so. Yes, and I think the last member, Ole Henning, he came in 2007, and after that we've been kind of a group instead of a solo project.
And what made you start, you know, want to start, you know, recording songs in a band?
I'm not sure, actually. I've always done music, and I just found something I was good at, and before I was only singing cover songs, and I tried to write my own song at the kind of local competition, and the judges, they were really impressed by the by my song, so I just, you know, thought maybe I should, you know, go that way and play my own songs, and yeah. So it would be also cool to share the experience with someone, not just do it all by myself.
And what made you go towards, you know, rock, alternative, and kind of a metal edge?
Well, when I started out, it was more like a pop rock thing. I wasn't really into metal, but I think it just got that way because of the members. We all have really different influences. I had one guy was really into black metal, and another guy was really into like doom metal, and another guy was into power metal, and so it kind of just, you know, yeah, developed from there.
And do you guys have a lot of problems when it comes to writing songs and people wanted to play different things?
No, I think we have, you know, been together for a couple of years now, and I think we're kind of come to an understanding of what SLCI is and isn't, so it hasn't really been a big problem. I think actually that's what makes us, you know, unique in a way, that we don't have like a, we don't play one, you know, assertive style. We kind of take the influences that from the different members and create something, you know, that's ours.
And how do you feel that people have responded to your sound when you have played live in Norway?
Mostly we have gotten like good live reviews and good feedback from what we do. Of course we have, you know, developed a lot since 2006 and since it was me and the band, and now we are kind of a group. I think it makes us strong, and you know, yeah, I think I've gotten some good feedback.
And you guys have recorded three demos. The latest one is the one that you guys sent for review. Why haven't you guys wanted to, you know, take the step further and maybe record something longer, or, you know, release it as an album versus demos?
Well, Equited was actually our first like real release. We haven't really got to the point yet where an album had been like, you know, a point. But yeah, next year actually we're working towards an album, so that's what we're doing right now. We're writing songs, and now we want to take it to the next level and the next step to actually releasing a full album, because we have struggled a lot to find our style, which, you know, if you listen to the old demos, it's three really different demos. So I think that's why it hasn't been like an album yet, but it's coming.
And where do you feel that, you know, you guys want to be in, let's say, a few years from now?
Well, hopefully we will play more live, and, you know, we have gotten to the next level, which is what we're working on right now, getting some, you know, good deals with other, and trying to find someone to cooperate with, you know, manager and booking tour stuff and also the album. So hopefully we'll be on a little higher level, and yeah, and with the whole album out.
And I mean, can you tell us a bit more about Quietude, the latest release? How did the songs come together, and how was the recording process and all those things?
Yeah, actually been a year now since we released it, but so it's not really new yet. But well, as I said, we have kind of developed a lot, and I think Quietude is kind of the heaviest that we've done. It has like a, you know, heavy sound to it. At the same time, it's very melodic, and it's also very, you can kind of see our inspiration. There's a little pop and a little doom metal and a little prog, and yeah, so it's all mixed into one. And yeah, it's written mostly by Old Henning and I. We are kind of the guitarists. We are kind of like a songwriting team, and on Quietude we have cooperated a lot more than on the other demos. It's mostly been like his songs and my songs, but now we're kind of worked more together to find, you know, our style together. I think that's a good thing to share with the rest of them, not to be like, oh, that's my thing and that's your thing. And yeah.
And I mean, can you take us through the songs, kind of like a track by track commentary?
So? Yeah, sure. It starts out with All These Years, which is kind of like a rough opening, kind of like a heavy song, but at the same time very melodic, and it kind of starts out very heavy and then goes down very, it switches between, you know, mellow and kind of extreme. And then next song, if I remember now, well, Happiness Prevails, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's a little bit kind of more like a prog theme to it. It has lots of different, you know, different parts, and yeah. And then we have Unbroken?
Yes.
Number three, yeah. If I remember. Which is kind of like more, you can hear it's more like doom-like and more melancholic song. And then it ends with Still Undone, which is, yeah, again, more like, it actually starts out more like a pop rock thing, and then it ends with like a doom part at the end, so I think that's kind of cool.
And have the band members made you actually into some of the bands that you guys have influences from, or are you kind of stay away from it and just let it happen?
Well, I have been, after I met you know, the other members, I have been introduced to a lot of different bands, which I've become very, you know, fond of, such as, you know, Anathema and Draconian and yeah, other rock / metal bands, you know. So I've kind of taken the step there, and Odd Henning and I, we are both very Anathema fans, so I guess, well, not as much in Quietude, but the newer songs, I think you can hear a little bit of the inspiration from there. But I don't like, yeah, you know, they have had their influences on me with their style, but I think that's good.
Yeah, exactly. And how do you guys feel now that, like you said, your songs evolve, but, I mean, I'm assuming you're still playing some of the older songs live. Do you change them up a bit, or you keep them, like, the way they are?
Well, for now, we keep them the way they are. We kind of, that's, like, their songs are done, so now we focus on new songs. And just, you know, we just keep the old ones as it is. We haven't really changed our style that much. I think they can fit together, you know, in a live set. But maybe not on the album.
And what would you feel would be the greatest achievement that you guys want to achieve as of now?
Well, we have, we really want to go on tour next year. So we'll see if that happens. Maybe as a support band for a larger band. And we have some festivals and stuff that we want to play on. And we also want to have, you know, maybe more partners to cooperate with, such as, you know, a manager or, yeah, something like that can help us. But yeah, we have a plan. But mostly now we focus on promoting our album the next year, and you know, trying to take the step further, and also going tour would be very fun next year.
And how do you feel that the competition is, it's there in your local scene, for example?
I don't really see it as a competition in that way. Really, there are a lot of bands, there is, so it's hard to kind of break through the noise, as I like to say. But I think that has a lot to do with, you know, how good partners you cooperate with, such as you want to cooperate with a good promoting company in Norway. And if you get that, I think it will be easier to kind of break through the noise, because generally in, you know, the world now, these days, there are like thousands of fans like everywhere on the internet, you know, and they can go where they want and play wherever they want. It's not really hard, so you just have to be, make sure that you have a really clear identity, and also have like the right, you know, the right partners, and yeah.
And how do you feel that the internet, since you guys are starting basically, and I mean, the internet is the best tool of promotion, and it probably hasn't affected you with piracy yet, and what are your opinions on this amazing tool that new bands have?
Well, you can't really expect to, if you think money-wise, you can't really expect to make money any longer from releasing CDs digitally or anything. I think streaming is like the upcoming thing. I think you have to, on one side it's really good that the internet is just popular and easy to discover new music, and it's easy to get new music, and everything is very easy. On the other side, it's hard for bands to actually make a living out of it, so you have to focus more on live shows and stuff like that, and merchandise, and you just have to think in new ways, I think, and just go with the flow, I should say. But I think the internet is very amazing, and it has helped us very much. You know, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have the internet to use as a tool.
And, I mean, the ultimate goal for you is singing in the band, since you pretty much wanted to start solo first. What is it? Do you want to be a superstar or something like that, or what is the actual goal?
Well, I don't know if a superstar is like a realistic goal, but of course we want to go through. I have a range like from 1 to 10, the kind of scale, where like 10 is like Metallica and, you know, the really, really huge bands. And I've kind of tried to describe the different levels. And we have like, I think it's really, really realistic for us to try to get to like a 7 or 8, I think, would be cool. You know, because then you can play for, you don't have to worry about if people are coming to your shows, you know, you play like, you know, big shows and you sell music and, you know, people know who you are, that would be great.
And do you think you could be comfortable playing in front of 50,000 metalheads?
That would be awesome. I think I would be very nervous for 50,000, but yeah, that would be very good. I think that would make me happy when I die.
So, in terms of the music, what do you guys want to achieve with the music itself?
Well, we kind of want to, I want to kind of like spread the, spread some inspiration, and I feel like I was inspired when I listened to music, you know. Music has helped me a lot through my life when I was younger and I was, you know, struggling, and it's kind of nice to have something that you can, you know, relate to or help you through. And I think that is like my goal personally, and I also think for the rest of the band, is to do that for others also, kind of inspire others and, you know, tell them that you're not alone, and yeah, hopefully help them also through their life like it helped me.
Yep. And is there like, you know, any things that you want to tell people in North America and the world that are going to be listening to this interview that haven't heard from your band yet?
Yeah, check us out. yeah, check us out. We are at the Acelsia.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, Acelsia Band, or MySpace. MySpace/Acelsia. Very, yeah. And if you like melodic metal, we focus on, you know, melodies and guitar riffs, you should definitely check us out.